Earth and Sky.
Michael Pollan, author of The Omnivore's Dilemma, is making a case against what he calls eating scientifically.
There is so much biochemistry on display in the supermarket and rattling around in our heads today. Where else in your life do you use so much biochemistry?
He's talking about the breakdown of foods into scientific terms. For example, antioxidants and omega-3 fatty acids. Terms like those have become common language in the United States.
The question is whether looking at food through that scientific lens does you any good. My sense is no, it doesn't do you any good. That obsessing about nutrients, whether good or bad, does not lead to healthier eating or healthier people.
Pollan believes nutrition science doesn't yet have the authority to guide us in our food choices.
It's a very young science. They haven't figured this out yet. They have not plumbed the depths of a carrot to understand what makes a carrot a healthy food.
And he said that's not necessary in order to eat healthfully.
You know, people ate perfectly well and very healthily and happily for thousands of years before they knew what an antioxidant was.
Pollan's latest book, published in early 2008, is called In Defense of Food, An Eater's Manifesto. For today, that's our show. We have more at our website. I'm Lindsay Patterson, and we're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.